57-mile transmission line connects Ketchikan's hydroelectric facility at Swan Lake with Petersburg and Wrangell's main power source at Tai Lake. Southeast Alaska Power Agency CEO Dave Carlson says the Intertie has been up and running since mid-December.
I'm here to tell you we got the project done, and even more importantly, it's working.
Since the project came online, Carlson says Tai has provided Ketchikan with 5.75 million kilowatt hours worth of electricity.
And if you wanted to point that into the gallons of diesel, if you had to generate that power with diesel, it's about 381,000 gallons. So it's like $1 million worth of diesel. So it is working for the benefit of the ratepayers in Ketchikan and for the benefit of the ratepayers in Wrangell and Petersburg too.
The project is owned and operated by the Southeast Alaska Power Agency. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski told the crowd that there were times when she wasn't so sure that the project was going to be completed.
When all of the federal funds had been spent on the engineering and the design and then the preparation, and when the Forest Service was complicating the project, and when the inflation was driving up the cost of the steel and the power cable, I really did worry that this power line corridor could become the longest 57-mile white elephant in Alaskan history.
Murkowski says the Intertie will do more than provide energy-strapped Ketchikan with access to excess hydropower from Tai.
But we've got a transmission line now. It's going to benefit the environment in terms of reduction in emissions. It's going to save the money from the costly diesel. But it's got even more. It's kind of like the Ginsu knife. There's more to this, because what it does, it allows us to kind of open up other segments of the Southeast Intertie. We can link the Northern Panhandle to the southern tip of Alaska, hopefully onto British Columbia and points south.
Murkowski says she will work to develop the other approximately 36 hydroelectric projects currently in the planning stages around Southeast. With those hydro projects and the addition of wind, geothermal, and tidal energy, Murkowski says the region could become a major supplier of renewable energy to the Pacific Coast. Speaking via a taped message, Alaska Senator Mark Begich said his office is working with Murkowski to see that hydropower is recognized on the federal level as a renewable energy source. Sitka Senator Bert Stedman says Swan Tai was the first step in a larger effort to create a Southeast Alaska power grid.
It wasn't the Swan Tai connection that was really the goal. The goal is the Southeast Intertie, and if the Swan Tai connection failed, the rest of the Intertie is going to drop like a domino, and it'll take generations to bring it back.
If and when a Southeast Intertie is completed, Stedman says he would ultimately like to explore the prospect of connecting to Anchorage so the region could provide excess power to the rail belt. Gene Terrio, energy advisor for Governor Parnell, says the state government is committed to developing projects like Swan Tai that will provide affordable energy to residents.
I don't know that we'll ever see the cheap energy again, but we want to ultimately be affordable energy, and almost as important, predictable. Because if you were a businessman and your monthly electric bill maybe is a little bit more than you want to pay or that you hoped that you'd have to pay, but if you can look forward and you can project what your energy cost is going to be, that's a dynamic that then you can make decisions. As a businessman, you can make decisions. As a community, you can make decisions on where your future is going to be.
Terrio says the many Alaskan communities relying on diesel power can't bank on low or stable rates since diesel prices fluctuate greatly. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.